without further ado, we thank you. Thank for the elders that give me the opportunity to bring the message this morning. And as we all could say, without a doubt, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice because we are alive. We are glad because we know who we serve in. As the psalmist could say, gather my sins together unto me, those that make a covenant with me by sacrifice. Because God the Father sacrificed his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for us. Without further ado, let's turn our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 20 to 22. Then we'll go into John. Matthew 27, 20 to 22. It read, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Verse 21, the governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twin will ye that I release unto you? This they said, Barabbas. Verse 22, Pilate saith unto them, what evil have he done? I'll read that again. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. We go. John chapter 19, verse 5. John 19, 5. It read, no. John 19, 5, it read, then came Jesus forth wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, behold the man. And I'll confront you, I'll put that same question before you this morning, especially those who have not known the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Behold the man. Let not it be too late for you, because too late gonna be a cry. There, in the first portion of scripture we read this morning, they had a choice. The multitude have a choice. And each and every one of us have a choice. Whether we make a good one or a bad choice. Like Galatians 6:7 reminds us, do not deceive. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. My friend, that's something I always telling people. They always saying, well, God will send people to hell. Oh, no, 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 no. You choose to go to hell. Proverbs 14:12 reminds us, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but at the end thereof is the way of death. It's all up to you what you choose. That's where you're going to be. If you choose the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be in with him. If you rejected him, you reject yourself. Because Christ came into this world that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. There is life in the Lord Jesus Christ. There it tells us, the governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain that he shall release unto you. Now they had a choice. Now we read concerning Barabbas, what act he did. That's why he had to find himself in prison. And I saw that time all were against him. But there they stood, Barabbas and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now they had to make a choice. They had to choose one. Instead, they say, away with Barabbas. They say, give us Barabbas. Then the governor could say unto them, what shall I do with Jesus? Now they had to make a choice. This morning, I'm telling you, I'm pleading with you. If you have not known the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, what will you do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? Because Jesus paid a price. He paved the way for you. But what are you going to give him in return? Are you going to say, no, I don't want him? Are you going to say, I don't want him? But thanks God, many of us who confront that same question, we didn't say away with him. We say, I'll receive him. Because I receive him. I may not tell you, I may not remember the day, but I receive him. I receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart. And because I receive him in my heart, that's the reason why I could testify concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has done great things in my life. And not only for me, for everyone that know him, everyone that receive him as their Lord and Savior, you could say, thanks God for the mighty work which your Son, my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, work in my life. Like one of the hymn writers remind us, it's a hymn I like to quote. Life at best is very brief. Like a falling of a leaf, like a binding of a ship, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, and the tide will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed. Be in time. Be in time. Be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you might have no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My friend, do not delay. Do not take the word of God lightly. Matthew 24:35 remind us, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It's not my word. It's the word of the Lord. My friend, take heed. Take heed. Tomorrow may be too late. Then, remember, they stood before the governor. Then, verse 22, Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? It goes to you, it goes to me. What shall you do? What shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? So it's all up to you. The privilege is yours, just like the time it was mine. Jesus Christ didn't come to destroy the world. He came that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Then you may say, who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? In chapter 19, verse 5, then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, behold the man. Look him. Do whatever you feel like doing with him. And this morning, what are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to say, away with him, crucify him? I don't want him to reign over me. I don't want him to be my king. I don't want him to be my savior. My friend, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, in your heart, there'll come a time the same Jesus which you said to yourself, away with him, crucified him, you will stand before him. Either he will be your judge or your king. Which one you rather be? Are you rather be the Lord Jesus Christ be your king, or to rule over you? The word of God reminds us in John 1:12, the same Jesus which Pilate could say to behold him, they say away with him, crucified him, we don't want him to rule over us. John 1:12 tells us again about that same Jesus. It says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God. Even to them that believe on whose name? On Jesus' name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. And beside him, there is none. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. Isaiah 45:22. Remind us, look unto me and be saved, all the end of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Jesus Christ, he is the only Savior, and beside him there is none. Behold the man. What shall you do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? I cannot answer that question for you. You have to make it on your own. You have to decide which side you want to be. Either you want to be on the Lord's side or on the other side. A fountain cannot send sweet water and bitter water at the same time. So it's all up to you. Opportunity that lost can never be regained. Then, if we just one more, John 14:6. John chapter 14 is a well-known scripture we know by heart. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That same Jesus, which Pilate could say to the mob, behold the man, there is no other way than his way, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's three things I want you to notice in that same verse. First of all, the way. Without the way, there is no going. Without the way, there is no going. Then, the second one, without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Then thirdly, the life. Without life, there is no living. Without life, there is no living. And if you want to live with the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is life and there is abundant life. there is abundant life. John 3:46, he that have the Son have life. He that have not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. In Christ alone, there is life. There is life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I tell you, you don't know the way, without the way, no going. Without the truth, no knowing. Without life, there is no living. So it's all up to you, my friend. It's all up to you. The opportunity is yours. Either you want to receive it, or you say no to the Lord. It's all up to you. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a privilege you give to us. We thank thee again for one more day that your word have been sound clear and plain. As your word reminds us, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Heavenly Father, we thank you that many of us could rejoice because we've received life by trusting, by placing our faith, our trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that your word will not return unto you void, but those who heard your word, they will accept your word. Realize, Heavenly Father, there is danger in delay, but they will do so. They will trust your word. Receive your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in their life before it's ever too late. We ask all this in no other name, but in the mighty name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.